Hello? Hello?
Hi, sorry, this is Jacqueline calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just giving you a call back. I spoke with the rep that gave me all your information, and we were able to
Ginger.
go. Yes, we were able to go ahead and fix this for you. But I did want to apologize. She said some things that somebody, I guess an agent, had said before, so I wanted to apologize for that.
I appreciate that.
And I also wanted to apologize because we have been having really bad technical issues the last since Friday. Our whole entire system was down on Friday. And some of our stuff wasn't working on Saturday, and then the last 2 days our system has been completely slow to the point where it takes an hour to do a call. But we're trying the best we can, and that's why I was just reaching out to you after she called me so I can go ahead and get this information and get your car towed for you.
Okay, I've got one thing to say before we start that.
Okay.
The gentleman I talked to this morning was amazing, and you're already starting on a good note. But I do not know if in the notes, whoever my brother and I talked to this afternoon, were very disappointed. We both do customer service, and she left me on dead air for 10, 15 minutes. I have to keep coming back, and she wasn't listening to anything I said. And that was very disappointing. By the time I contacted my agent down here, I was human.
No, I totally understand. I
But I
understand where
appreciate
you're coming from.
you I appreciate what you're doing, and I just so I can get my car towed. I've already contacted the shop and told them that I'm having some difficulty right now trying to get the car towed.
Understand. Okay, so let's start with the issue with your vehicle. Is it just not starting?
It starts, but it won't go.
Okay, so it cranks up, but it won't go anywhere.
What happened is Friday, I got stranded on a busy road. We waited 35 minutes on hold trying to get through somebody, which now makes sense after you told me. And nobody contacted. We didn't ever get through. So we got the car to my house because I haven't used a mechanic in probably 10 years. So I got it here, but the car starts, but it shakes so bad that you can't. That's why I'm trying to get it to the mechanic. But I was stranded on the road Friday. I just couldn't get a hold of you guys to get anything done at that time. So that's why my brother called this morning once I got a shop.
Yes, ma'am. On Friday, we were honestly having to do everything by hand, like mapping it on by hand and putting all the information by hand. So it was a little difficult, but I mean, we were trying the best we could at the time with the system being down. It was kind of a
Yeah,
spur of the moment thing they didn't really tell us about.
and I told Ginger that too. I said, I'm not stranded on the side of the road, or I'd been sitting there for 48 hours or more. But I did get it home. I just need to get it towed from here to there. Now, I know that the lady before, the only thing she could tell me was that affordable towing or something was 110, and I was like, that's under my coverage, so we're good. So I don't know who you're going to use. I do know Joplin, which is not 15 minutes from us, 20 minutes, because we're right here on the border, on the Boot Hill of Missouri in Kansas. But there's tons of towing companies over there. So I didn't
Yes.
know who you ended up with, if you went that's affordable.
So what we do is we have a list of contracted service providers. Like once we map you, it brings up a whole list of contracted service providers that we have. So I'm assuming that's who she called one of them. So it should be no issue. And if they were charging you 110, if that was out of pocket, I guess, at the time,
Yeah.
then their contract rate should be a lot cheaper, so I don't think we will have an issue finding you a service provider.
Okay.
that would be within your coverage.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on this page to load.
Now, are we looking at hopefully getting my car towed tonight, or are we looking at 24 hours, or?
You're in Kansas. What time is that there?
We are almost 1600, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. Do you know if the shop that you are taking it to has an after-hours drop-off?
They do. They have a drop-off, a key drop-off in the front by the door. I've already checked on that. So it's okay. They know that if it shows up in the middle of the night, they know who it'll belong to.
Okay.
They're waiting on me.
Then, yeah, we shouldn't have an issue doing it today.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on this page to load, if it'll load a little bit faster. I can go ahead and write down, like, is it located at the 1800 Dewey Street?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just write this down.
Yes, ma'am.
And the address that it's going to, what is that?
Okay, just a second. Let me look again.
DR Iowa.
Just a second. 3602 East 13th, Joplin, Missouri, 64801.
Okay. And do you know your vehicle, does it still, it still shifts and everything fine, correct?
Yes. Yes. And it's front wheel drive, so I don't know what tow truck they're going to bring. But.
Okay.
We can probably get it up, you know, with no problems. I can shift it, put it in a new truck, do all that.
It should be no problem to do it on a wheel lift.
Yes. Didn't have any problem with that.
Okay. Do you plan on being with the vehicle when the service provider gets there?
I will be here.
Okay. All right, so I believe I have all the information I need. If we need any more information, since it's taking a minute to load, I'll let you go. But I have all the information I need. It's at the home address. It's going to 3602 East 13th, Joplin, Missouri. And, yeah, I think that's it. And if we need any more information, yeah, we'll call you. Otherwise, you should receive a text message to your phone with the ETA and the service rider's name and number and everything here shortly once we get a service rider for you.
Okay. And I'm not trying to doubt you, but they told my brother that at 5 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
And we never got an ETA or a confirmation or nothing. So I'm praying that we...
I can put a note in here to call you once they find that, somebody, if that would be better.
That I would appreciate that, because we've been at this since 5 a.m. this morning. I work a day job, so my brother did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got called while I was at work. And so you know, I have a little bit of doubt going on. I apologize for that, but I haven't had any positive in 11 hours of getting my car picked up.
No, you know, I totally understand.
We started at 5 a.m.
I understand. Yes, so I have all the information here. Like I said, I could put a note in here for them to call you. I'll let them know to call you once they secure a service provider for you.
Okay.
To help you ease your mind a little bit.
That way, I'd appreciate that.
All right, so I'm going to get to work on letting this load and getting the rest of this information put in. And you should be hearing back from somebody here shortly.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.